Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to our INE Office Hours call for the month of December 2019. I am excited to be here for our last call, our last INE Office Hours call for the year 2019, but also for the decade. We are going into a whole new decade. So I'd love to hear from you. I want to hear your questions. I want to hear your successes. I want to hear your challenges. I'd also love to hear from each person one big goal that you have for yourself, for your practice, for your family, for your clients, moving into this new decade, right? It's a whole new decade and you get to like start fresh. And I just want to hear from you what your goals are. Think big, think lofty, because the bigger you think, the more you open your horizons to what's possible. So I'm going to go ahead and if you have a question and you're on the phone, do a *2, or if you're on the web call, there's a way that you just click raise hand. And if you're on the web only, then just listen in and type it in on the chat. Then I'm going to go to see if anybody's had questions in advance. No. This is a what I call the slowdown period of the year. I'm almost tempted next year to do the same and to just shut down all the calls for December and just make it a time of planning and family and connection, because most of the calls end up with very few people at the end at this time of year, especially a week before Christmas. So and a week before Hanukkah, and less than a week before Hanukkah, and less than a week before the solstice. So those are all the kind of celebrations that we all get into this time of year. Looks like Barbara typed in, starting her first use of bentonite clay powder taken orally mixed with water. My ESC Gold coach sent me a wonderful resource. Do you have a favorite source for the clay? Are there precautions or other things that maybe might recommend? Yeah, so there's a place here in Austin called the Living Clay Company that I've used. It's a very high quality, high grade, and I've used that for internal use. I've used it for facial use. You can just mix it with water and put it on your face. I don't do that often because then you have to walk around with mud on your face for long periods of time, so I don't usually do it, but I may get into doing some more of those. Really leaves your skin feeling really smooth. So it's Living Clay Company in Austin, Texas. But I don't see any other questions. Let's see, and then hopefully there's some hands. Otherwise, we have a really short call today. All right, so who has questions for me? I see Summer, you joined us. Great, I'm so glad I saw your post on the Facebook group to say that you're getting involved more now, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you. And Toms River, New Jersey. I used to live in, where did I live? That's New York. That's where I lived in New York. Oakland, New Jersey, up north. I think Toms River is probably closer down to Princeton. So Patty, hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, wonderful. So good to talk with you today. Yes, I was wondering, Dr. Yumi, if you could help me. I haven't been able to be on as much as I would like for doing the module. I started the macronutrients. It's so information-packed and wonderful. And I, for some reason, have a block to understanding how to do, like, the omega-6 and 3 ratios. And if I was wondering if you could explain that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's actually straightforward. So we want the omega-3, which typically in the American diet, by the way, is like 10 or 20 to 1 to omega-6. Let me just say that again. We want the omega-6 is usually going to be dominant. There's usually more omega-6. Unfortunately, in the standard American diet, in the Western diet, it's usually like in the 10 to 20 to 1 ratio with 6 versus 3. So there's usually 20 or 10 or something really big times as much 6 as 3. What we really want is no more than 3 times as much 6 as 3. All right, we're never going to get it to the point of omega-3 dominating. And in fact, there are some studies that show that that may not be the desire. But we're looking for somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 1. So if you were to look at a food, let's just say, and I'm just going to make up these grams because I don't memorize that kind of stuff, but I know kind of the ratios. If we were to take a food like flax, and you have a quantity of flax that has a gram of omega-3, It would also have about a third of a gram of omega-6, because that's about the ratio it has, is there's 3-to-1 omega-3 to 6 in flax. Now let's take a food like, let's take walnuts. Walnuts, if the walnuts had, if you had a set of, a quantity of walnuts that had 1 gram of omega-3, because of the ratio of walnuts, it's usually 3 or 4-to-1, you would also have 3 or 4 grams of omega-6 in that food. So that's good, that's in the right rate, it's in the right range. We're all good. We can take a food like, let's just take almonds. Almonds are 72-to-1. So if you add the quantity of almonds to get you a gram of omega-3, you'd have 72 grams of omega-6, which would be far more almonds than any human person could eat in one sitting, right? And so that would throw the ratio off. So what we're targeting for is to get the ratio overall, not each food, but overall over the course of a day, to be in the range of 3-to-1 omega-6 to 3. So we created a handy-dandy spreadsheet to make it all easy for you. And you can just pop in yours or your patient's or client's numbers into this spreadsheet and say, you know, we had a teaspoon of flax, a tablespoon of this, or whatever. And then it will calculate it for you. And on that, it's on that one of the pages in that macronutrients module. And when you go in there and you put those numbers in, there's also sample recipes in there. So you can see the recipes that have been designed to be balanced. And you can actually put a recipe in. Say you want to make like a smoothie and you want to put in, you know, a tablespoon of almonds a tablespoon of coconut in there. And you calculate it, you go, whoa, there's way more omega-6 here than 3. What would you do to balance that? Well, you could put in some flax seeds or chia seeds or hemp seeds or walnuts even to bring that ratio down. So the end result is we want at the end of the day for a person to be averaging no more than 3-to-1, 6-to-3. Is that making sense?
It does a little bit. And I think that when I tried to click on that spreadsheet, it was not working for me. So that's something I guess I'll just work with the technical department. Maybe there's something up with my computer or something.
So
but
it wasn't opening the document?
It wasn't opening the document for that.
Okay, so it sounds like a link got broken. Yeah, if you report that to help desk, they'll make sure that they find the right link and replace it. Every now and then there's these gremlins that flow through and we get broken links and we're like, huh, how did that happen? And we just have to find the right file. Or a file gets deleted somehow, and that's kind of scary when a file gets deleted off your website. But we have backup, so you report it to them, then you can open that. Because it's a fun sheet to work with. Because I remember going in and going, oh, I'm going to make this, I'm going to make all my milk with this and that, and the other thing, I put it in, I'm like, oh, that's a 17-to-1 ratio. That's not good. So then I went back in and I said, well, let me take some of the almonds out and put walnuts in. That brought it down better. And then what I did was add some chia seeds to the recipe, and boom, my ratios got good. So it's a really fun tool to use. The other way you can calculate those sorts of things is if you get the Chronometer app. And the Chronometer app will actually do that. I'm going to be contacting them. I made a note to myself to contact them because I love it, and I've been using it a lot, and I want to be able to create a almost like the Dr. Rita Marie Tribe Chronometer app and see if there's like recipes we can share in there and various things that we can share. So I'm hoping for that. When I joined it, I got the link from Mercola, and when I go in there, it says I'm part of the Mercola tribe. I don't know what that means, if there's some special features in there or whatnot, but I know that I've been having the clients, all of our clients in ERC, get the Chronometer app, and then they can request sharing with me, and they send my email address. And then I accept them, and then they can see all my custom recipes that I put in. So I put in all the fasting with food recipes, and I keep putting recipes in there. So they can see that, and they can actually use those, make those recipes, and include them in their daily calculations. I can't do that for everybody. ERC is 40 people. They're my high-end clients. I can do it for 40 people. I can't do it for, like, you know, the 5,000 people in the Unstoppable group or something like that, because it's just, you know, it's time prohibitive, right? So I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that I can create my own, you know, quote unquote version of the app and give you my link. And then when you sign up, you automatically get into my, you know, my custom recipes. That's what I'm looking for. So it's kind of fun. But if you look in there, that gives you the ratio. It does. It's one of the few that it does.
And I would have to update to the bigger, the one, right? Because the basic one wouldn't do it, the basic chronometer.
No. For the chronometer, I think you have to do the $35 a year.
Okay.
$35 a year is worth it. So, yeah. Okay. And then that's something that as you build your practice and you develop people, you can actually sign up as an affiliate with them and use your affiliate link, and they give you, you know, a few cents on every dollar that they get. I haven't done that just because I haven't had the time to do it, so I just keep sending people there. But I guess I'm missing out on, you know, a couple of bucks of Christmas present money I should have been making, you know. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying that app a lot. Yeah.
Something to consider and look into. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Patty. Okay, who else has questions or comments? And if you don't have questions and you don't have challenges right now, bless you. That's great. And I would love to hear from you as to, like, what's a big, bold goal for you for this decade, the 20s, right? By the end of the 20s, what would you like to accomplish? So share. It looks like Lynn has something to share. Let me open up Lynn's line. Hey, Lynn.
Hi there. I thought I would share a case that is challenging and has given me an opportunity on how to shift and change and look at things.
Great.
I think I've shared about this gentleman before. I call him my hot dog man.
Hot dog guy.
Yeah. But he's not eating hot dogs anymore. In fact, he's eating very little meat. He's really cleaned things up a lot. And I think part of it is he had written to me because he was scared. And he was going to doctors and they would tell him one thing and other friends would tell him another thing. And so then he would write to me going, well, I've already spent thousands of dollars on other people. I don't see how you're going to be any different. And this is where I'm grateful for Laura Fine's work. Because I took myself out of it. It wasn't about me. It was about him. And I said, so if money were no object, would you still want to work with me? And he has signed up for two more, calls. So, I mean, you know, it's like he, cause he was intimating he was going to ask for his money back. Thing that I did was I allowed him to have to be with what he was doing, but I also presented a safe space where he could share these things. And as part of that safe space and container, I became almost like a parent where I'm like, I'm not making you do anything. I'm giving you education and you are choosing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so those boundaries were really important. I almost became like a mom figure, I guess you could say, to him, saying, hey, this is what it is. And
when you said that as a mom figure, are you saying that that was a negative connotation because he felt like you were just telling you what to do and he had to do it? No,
it was more like that grounded, hey, because at least for myself and I've seen other coaches do this too. We want to be nice. We want to be their friend. And it's not. It's holding space and grounded in that, saying, listen, this is where you're at. You came to me because you had these things going on. You had the joint pain and the gut pains and it's been going on for 20 years and you've gone to other people and this is what, you know, I just kept bringing him back to where he was because it was about him. It wasn't about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I find as a parent, that's what I have to do. I'm a parent. I'm not my child's friend.
Right.
And I'm holding this space. And so
it's
while he could...
tough love, right? We can call it tough love. It's like, look, I'm building you to what you said you want, and you're trying to bail from it, and you're scared, and I understand all that, but I'm gonna hold you to it, versus a friend might just go into a pity party with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the other piece to that was that he, the original report he sent me only had the bottom half of the doctor's data, you know, what the one where they say there's Clostridia and there's an explanation, and it didn't have the top half where it gave the numbers, the actual numbers and everything. So I finally got that, and he had things in there that I had never heard of, and it was hard finding information and research.
In the long parasite list or the bacteria stuff at the first page?
The first page with the bacteria and parasites.
He had both, right?
Right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
There was one in there that is from rats in sewers in Asia.
Oh,
I'm like, what is this? But what it, you know, it had me looking at supporting his immune system before, you know, to make that stronger rather than just working on the gut. So we did it. We're doing that together. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because we're always still learning. I mean, that's why I keep coming to these calls, because even though I have my certificate, there's still always something more to learn. And
Exactly.
And it always still comes back to basics. You know, are you drinking your water? Are you chewing your food? I mean, and that's a part of that immune system work is as well.
Right.
I just have been finding myself really challenged with this case, and so I wanted to share with people, because I know there's people on here that are newer and are wondering where they're going, what they're going to be doing, and honestly, it's starting with module one in NEPT, if that's where you're at, or whatever program you're doing, you start with module one, you work through it, and you come to these calls, and you ask questions. And
absolutely. And going back to what you said about basics, here's the thing. Whenever people get on calls or they first get into a group and they're asking questions, a lot of times it's, I have a patient with this, what should I do? I have a patient with this, and they're giving me diseases and diagnoses. And I'm like, the first thing you have to do, you have to start with the basics. Are they drinking water? What are they eating? Are they eating allergens? Are they eating things that are disruptive to the immune system or the gut or the just detox system? We have to look at that. We can't just give them, well, they don't want to work at diet. Well, then I would suggest that they go find someone else to work with, because I don't have anything magic in my toolbox that's going to overcome the effects of a bad diet. Nothing. And, you know, it's one thing when you're working with kids and you're working with their parents and you're trying to help, you know, help in that way. But I make it really clear to people, if you're not interested in changing your diet, I'm not the right person for you to work with.
Exactly. And that's what I told this guy, too, and which was hard for me because he'd already paid me. And, but again, I took a breath and it's like, okay, this is not about me. This is about him and what's the best thing for this guy. And maybe it wasn't working with me, but it must be because he's still working with me.
So he's just scared to death to let go of his dogs, big, and then all the other things. And it's their life, you know, especially when you get somebody who comes in and they're in their 60s and they've been doing this stuff for their whole life. And they have to look at it and go, wow, I have to change things. But you know what? When you look at people who have been to multiple practitioners, I call it multiple practitioner syndrome, multiple practitioners, and they're not getting well, and you go, what can I do? And then you look and go, nobody's addressed his diet. He's been to how many practitioners with all these issues for how many years, and nobody told him that hot dogs weren't a good thing to be eating? Like, seriously, do they even ask him what he was eating? Because everybody knows, even my kid when he was two knew that hot dogs were not a good thing to eat. So it's things like that, right, that we need to be aware of. And I will tell you, so many times this happens, like we're in ERC and somebody finally comes to one of the calls that doesn't get private coaching with me, and they say, you know, blah, 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 but I'm still having this symptom. What do I do? I go, tell me about your hydration schedule. Tell me about drinking. Well, I try. You know, I'm up to about a quart. Like, honey, you weigh 300 pounds. A quart of water is not going to even hydrate your pinky. Let's just talk about water here, right? And they don't want to talk about that. Or I say, let me ask you about your meal hygiene, right? How do you, what's your state when you sit down to a meal? Well, I usually eat at my desk, and or I have the kids screaming and yelling, and I'm just scarfing it down while I try to feed them, okay? Therein lies a lot of your digestive problem. Yes, we're going to look at parasites, and we're going to look at, you know, all those other things if need be. And that's why we teach so much of that in NEPT, and even, you know, in each of the individuals in digestive mastery or in insulin resistance. We go into deep depth to teach you the science and the biochemistry and the protocols and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes down to it, if you skip the basics, I don't care what fancy herb from, you know, the great depths of a lake in Austria that you're going to use, it's not going to work unless someone shifts their diet, their lifestyle, their attitudes, and all those things that play into making us who we are, right? Chewing your food is mandatory. Sleeping is mandatory. Having some sort of shift, like sympathetic to parasympathetic shift. Sympathetic nervous system overdrive is the biggest cause of disease.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, it's like, no, I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to breathe. I don't have time to focus on appreciation. You don't have time not to. And the time it saves you and gives you back is so well worth it. Repeat this to yourselves over and over. Sympathetic overdrive is one of the major causes of all disease. I don't care what system. I don't care what part of the body. That is it, because it shifts the body chemistry in such a way that nothing works right, because everything's in alert mode. Everything is focused on survival, getting out of danger, not on figuring out how to make this work and so that you have this body that's thriving. So it's just so important. And it's so important to know the techniques that you're using, you know, the strategies you're using for dealing with that communication. In fact, Laura had that it was just like a month ago, where she had a call. It was a free webinar. We probably still have a link to it somewhere, that she taught, like, how do we communicate with clients when they're kind of being a little aggressive, or they're getting defensive, or they are obstinate about what you want them to do? How do you communicate to help them see? And sometimes it's communicating in such a way that they make the decision that they need to do it. And so they're on board with it, rather than feeling like, you know, you're reprimanding them and giving them an ultimatum. So,
right. And that's, again, that's what we learn here. And that's the beauty of this whole program, is that we recognize the emotions in with that physical part.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, for me, the benefit of Laura's work is helping me understand me so that I can step aside and help other people. It's hard to do that when you're so entangled with yourself. And then you can meet them, and you can say to them, hey, I see that making these dietary changes it's rattling your cage, it's shaking you up, and causing you to question. Let's talk about that. And so you meet them, and you may have this huge, wonderful protocol for them to do, but like what I'm doing with this guy, it's like, okay, we have to make sure you're taking this particular probiotic, and here's a simple meal plan for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's work on that for the next 2 weeks, and then we'll connect again. And,
right, baby steps.
So even though you like them to do, right, exactly.
Absolutely. You know, somebody said in here something like, Summer said, you know, I was hearing the doctor say when you buy the patient exercise, start with 1 minute a day. And there's a book called The 1 Minute Miracle. And when you're trying to establish a new habit, start with 1 minute of it a day. It's easy, right? And then, you know, it gets used to it. It's in your nervous system to just do it all the time, and then you can grow it, right? So it's super important to meet people where they're at, but not where they're at in terms of, I want to be able to continue to eat hot dogs and M&Ms and ice cream, and what herb can you give me to make me better? Because there is no, right? He would have found it by now with all the specialists he went to. If there was a magic drug or a magic pill, he would have found it. Right?
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to share that because it's been really something that has made me more aware.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. It's good. It's good learning. Right. And it's not that he's a tough case from the standpoint of knowing what things are going to restore balance. Because sometimes with these people who are so far the other end, it's so easy to just say, these three habits, and you're going to get 80% of your improvement versus the folks that come in that are already meditating and doing yoga and eating greens and drinking water, and they're doing a lot of that stuff. And you got to dig and go, what's out of balance here? And what needs to be shifted? Those are the challenging cases from that point, but those are the ones that are super, what's the word? They're super motivated, so they'll do whatever you offer them to do. But they have, you know, challenging biochemistry, and a lot of times it's within the genetics or something that happened early on, or an early trauma that's locked in their nervous system, that's locked in them, in their sympathetic nervous system, that doesn't allow them to really get into the healing mode. So there's a lot to learn, you know, and I really resent it when I see, I just saw this on somebody's website and I just wanted to reach out and strangle them. Sorry. There I go. It says, learn this protocol, this master protocol that, or formula, I guess she said, formula that works on every person in every situation, every time. Mm-hmm. You have to learn the formula. Like, seriously? There is no magic formula. Sorry. We're all individual, and we have to have a caring practitioner who can dig in and figure out what all those pieces are. And sometimes it's a surprise what those pieces are. Sometimes it's not what you expect. And you have to be the one that knows how to ask the questions, that knows how to run labs if needed, that knows how to motivate and inspire them to take action, whether it's one small action of one minute a day. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Cool.
Yep. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. I see a lot of good conversation going on.
They're talking about accountability groups, among other things.
Accountability groups are good. And I would say reach out on the NEPT Facebook group for those of you in NEPT and say, hey, I'm planning to start Module 1 in January. Right, because a lot of people who joined in September said, I'm not ready to start. It looks like Patty's already at Module 4, but I'm not ready to start until the first of the year. But there's so much else we kept you busy with between the Laura Fine work and, you know, webinars and stuff like that, that people are starting. So reach out. And there are some people who started a while ago and got derailed and are starting back up again. So just reach out on the NEPT Facebook group and see if you can form some accountability groups. Don't make them too big. I find that probably three to four, even an accountability group of two. I have somebody from a business perspective. Gosh darn it. Can you just hang on a second? I got to get the dog to stop barking.
Sure.
No criminals at our door. Seriously. There are none, but I appreciate you for trying to protect me. Appreciate it. It was just a package delivery. That's a package delivery. You know, I mean, it's Christmas. Come on in. You're just trying to protect me, I know. Come on. All right, sorry about that. My dog tried to protect me, and nobody else was home, and she just kept barking even though the person was gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a delivery. Doesn't she know it's Christmas and we're going to get a lot of those because I shop online? Okay. All right, so. Oh, let's see. So someone wants to know, as any PT students, when would we do IRS teaching exams? Yes, or would we just prompt it once we finish certain modules? Here's the thing. There's two methods. They are actually in the module stream. So when you get to that module, when you finish the module before, it'll say, hey, this opened up to you. But if you want to just say, okay, I want to focus on insulin resistance or digestive for the next few months, then just let us know and we'll get it opened up for you right away. So it's up to you. If you have a need to, you know, do them sooner rather than later, you can. Those are meant that they could be done independently, obviously, because we offer them as independent courses. So just so everybody knows, I saw you mention that you couldn't get into the Body Freedom Foundation. Please report any issues you see with access to us immediately. You're in the process of having somebody in the back end who's reorganizing and refurbishing so that the modules are set up as units, and they sometimes make three mistakes in the back end and remove your access. So if you've lost access to anything you should have, please, please, please just report it to us at helpdesk@drreedandlee.com, and we'll get it fixed right away. And there will be a different look. So everybody who's been in for a while will still be able to see the pages that guide you through the modules in the order that they're in. But if you want to switch to the unit view, you will be able to do that as well. Okay, so just got it on. I don't know who that is. I'm having trouble getting into my sweet spot in an IRS PT. So I am not, these are not the right place. I mean, report them and let helpdesk@drreedandlee.com. I cannot, you know, without knowing more and having a full diagnostic, like what page are you trying to get into, where did you come from, what's your email address, but I'm not the right one to answer that. I'm trying to get myself out of being the do-it-yourselfer, fix-it troubleshooter. So helpdesk@drreedandlee.com. Christine is awesome. She'll make sure it gets handled. Yeah, so some of you have access to a lot of other stuff. So you have access to the ACR, Advanced Clinical Resources. You can get any of those anytime. You can go into that and just look and say, oh, that Jeffrey Bland one looks really interesting, and just watch them along with the other stuff. You also have access to the Practice Building Success System Library. And so if you're going, I want to learn how to do a webinar, let me go watch that one. You can do them any order you want. As far as the rest of the modules, we have them in a prescribed order, but somebody's line is open. Let me just close it here in the background. Okay, so as far as the modules, we have them in a prescribed order right now. There's no magic to that order, except there's certain things we do want you to do before others, but there's a certain order. We have revamped that, so we're going to change the order. But anybody that's already been in gets access. The new people that started in this year, and some of you probably would count as that, since you have just started, you're just starting, we will give you access to the new way that we're setting it up. But here's the thing: if you look at the list of modules and you go, I have somebody coming in, or I have a family member with this particular area. Once you've hit the basics, once you've done like modules 1, 2, I really recommend you do the history taking. Before you do anything else, I highly recommend that you do the first two modules, which is the intro overview of all the hormones, and then the cellular metabolism, macronutrients, history taking. Those are the ones that I think that everybody should do before they do anything else, because it's going to give you a framework. And then, like, micronutrients is something that I'm going to figure out a way that we can do this where we can open it up in conjunction with the other, because micronutrients is like 35 hours, and it's every nutrient, and you don't have to stay there if you want to move on to others, but be doing it concurrently. So we're trying to figure that out. So, you know, the order, if you say, oh, I really need to open up this one because I have it, as long as you've been through those first modules, right, then we'll open whatever module you want up to you. It's up to you, right? But we suggest a certain order, and you'll see that when we reopen. The new way was supposed to be ready in October. I hired a tech firm to set it up. They said it would be 2 days, and that was in September. So I'm still waiting. So I gave them a drop-dead date of January 1st, and I'm going to have to write to them again and say, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I need to either get my money back and move on to somebody else, or, you know, move on, get it done. So, yeah, that's the way it goes. If anybody's ever done software projects, you know, that they never give you an accurate estimate of how long it's going to take. Yeah, but if you have any problems with access, just go to helpdesk@drreedandmarie.com. Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to open up a module early, as opposed to helpdesk@drreedandmarie.com, write to nept@drreedandmarie.com, and that'll get to us, that, you know, the folks that are a little closer to that, and we'll get somebody to open it up. I'm excited to have you, Summer. It's a lot of great stuff. There's also, you know, recordings of all the case study calls, and those are, that's a great treasure trove. We are in the process of trying to get those cataloged. So when you go in there and you say, oh, this was a Dutch test, or this was a person with, you know, fibromyalgia, or this was a person with, we can do that on those calls. CMDS is clinical mastery of the digestive system. Clinical mastery of the digestive system. I know there's a lot of acronyms floating around. Okay. Goal is to try to make my priority goals a focus when, okay, so I'm looking to see the new, my goal is to try to make my priority goals a focus while trying to balance the needs of others, and especially trying to set a schedule for myself with the NEPT program. That's Summer. So I'm gonna say that's an awesome goal, and I'm gonna ask you if you would feel comfortable just shifting the word from try to intention. So my goal is, my intention is to make my priorities, goals, of focus while balancing the needs of others, especially setting a schedule for myself with the NEPT program. So the word try just tricks the subconscious into like almost a way out. Oh, so I used to live in, you know, Muncie isn't by Long Ranch. It's up, no, I'm not Muncie. What's the name of it? Oakland. It's up by Mahwah, like almost to the New York border. But I used to work in Piscataway, which is probably close there. All right, let's see. Chris, which spreadsheet? That's the it's in NEPT, the macronutrients module, the fat unit of the macronutrient, the fat part, fats, and there's a chart in there. Barbara, for goals, I look forward to starting and finishing NEPT and also beginning my health practice. Yay! Feeding my family the way I'm eating and starting with changing my traditional Christmas cookies. Yes, take pictures, please. And I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live in the Unstoppable group tomorrow, and we're going to start doing those on a regular basis, but I'm going to be in my kitchen. My purpose is twofold. It's to address folks who did or were thinking about doing the fasting with food, soon to be renamed Fasting While Feasting Challenge. It was an amazing challenge. People got a phenomenal results. And I'm going to talk to them about, you know, just kind of getting ready for the holidays and making some substitutions on ingredients. And I'm going to actually demo a couple of things that have been requested. So, yeah. So come tomorrow. It's going to be about 1:15-ish. Tomorrow. Yay. Let's see. Chris, put together my sugar balancing course by the end of the year and be steadily earning money. Yay, Chris! Let's see. What else? That's great. You know, just take a step. When you make a goal, take one step. Ask yourself, what's one step I can take towards reaching this goal, right? For Barbara, it says Christmas cookies will probably be a good start. And then on the first of the year, when you're ready to start the modules, just start. Even if you can't, you know, you can't do it consistently for a week, just start. Then you started. So yeah, we always have to figure out what's the next or the first step I need to take to get there. Woohoo. Ditto. Okay, Summer, hoping to get through next program by Shine 2020. I heard you spend 5 to 7 hours a week, you complete in 2 years. If I do 5 hours a day, 4 days a week, then hopefully I can build my knowledge and move on to figuring out how to start my business. You can do it if you have that time, if you can spend every day, you can do it. We had somebody got on a call and said they finished the IRSPT, the whole program in a weekend. She just went through everything in there. You have to calculate. There is a calculator for a number of hours. But I think you can do it. Come to all the calls that we have to make sure that you get your questions answered and that you hear, you know, the more advanced stuff. So that would be awesome if we had you walking across the stage and at Shine. That would be great. Yeah, looks like Barbara and Summer might be good accountability buddies. Patty, my goal is IRSP tree training in January and then start with some clients to begin the process of my dream of having a holistic health and wellness process, a practice, and complete NEPT training by 2021. Yay! And to learn all the wonderful Master Tracker tools this year. Yes, 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 great. Patty says she would love it, so yay, we got some hooking up to do, maybe the three of you. Okay, great, awesome. Patty, I hope to complete Laura Fine's TEH program. You'll certainly do that by the end of the decade, if not the end of the year. That's awesome. Summer, do NEPT get access to IRSPT, CMDS, ACR? Yes, and a whole bunch more. So yes, you get access to everything. Whatever we have in the practitioner side, you have access to. You also have access to most of the programs on the other side on the consumer side, so that you can go through for yourself. So the blood sugar balancing, the digestive, the adrenal, the thyroid, and a whole bunch more. So our goal, so anybody who's heard me speak before knows that I feel like there's a three-pronged approach to having a successful health and wellness business. And those three parts, I call it the unstoppable practitioner formula. Part one is impeccable self-care. Just really taking care of you, nurturing. So we call it self-nurturing mastery, right? And that's where you get to go through all of our consumer programs for yourself and put those attitudes and practices into place for yourself. Number two is clinical mastery. And when you have clinical mastery, that's why you have all the modules to learn all the body parts, all the lab testing, all the nutrients, et cetera. Clinical mastery. And then the third part is actually authentic business and marketing. You have to learn how to communicate yourself and what you do in a way that people resonate. That's really you, and the right people will be resonating with you. Okay, so good. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, so with the family is the tough part, Patty. It's the tough part is educating and getting your family to go, but, you know, just keep making an example, and after a while, they start to reach out. I got a message from my brother. I visited him in Tucson at the beginning of November. I was there for a class and went to visit him and spent the day, and I went to the store. We bought some food, came back, and he said ever since my visit, his son, who's almost 21, is on an arugula avocado kick. And that he's choosing salads instead of pasta at the their favorite Italian restaurant. And my sister-in-law was asking about cauliflower pizza crusts and almond cheese. So yay, we can make a difference, but it just takes just being there, not preaching at them. So yeah. Good. Let's see. I'm going through there. Okay, good. I got that. So most of this I've gotten now. I can get out of the way and learn. Yes. Okay. Great. People are talking about Barbara and Selma about going to the classes with Laura. And how calming and soothing it was. Awesome. Yes. All right. Okay, those questions I answered. Let's see. Okay. You went to Eckerd, Summer? We have so much in common. My son went to Eckerd. He went there for 4 years. Yeah, just graduated like 3 years ago. Fasting like feasting sounds like nothing I've ever heard before. I got the URL and I'm going for a trademark on it. And we just did, if you go into the group, and if you go to fastingandfood.com is the URL. We're going to switch that over to Fasting While Feasting. You'll see what we did recently, and you can get the recordings are available. Let's see. Lynn says, I do a mantra a week. My mantra for the week is I am gentle with myself. I allow emotions to flow freely. I set boundaries when needed. That's beautiful. I want to get certified by Dr. Rita Marie in January. Will you be on vacation, Dr. Rita Marie? Okay, so which program? Are you in ISPT, Chris? Yeah, I don't have, I can be on vacation and you can still get certified. You just have to submit all your stuff and our team will review it all and then they'll run it by me and I'll sign your certificate. And yeah, I am going to be in Maui in January, actually for a business meeting, and then I'm going to stay there afterwards. I don't know how long, but I only have a one-way ticket now. And I want you to take NEPT. Definitely. It's the place to be. Absolutely. Absolutely. Have a conversation. Reach out and have a conversation. There's a form you can fill out and get on our calendar at neptapply.com. Okay. Okay, he was his senior year. Yeah, it's a beautiful school. It's awesome. Yes, okay, great. Awesome. Awesome, Chris. See what we can do to help you work that out because, you know, there may be some convenient payment plan that we can work out for you to help you get started and get you going. Or even start a little, like sometimes people will start like, I'm not quite ready to start, but I want to start making payments, until we get to the point where they're ready to do it full on. So reach out. We can have a conversation with you, Chris. There are other functional nutrition courses, but, from what I understand and hear from others and what I've seen of other programs, none of them goes into the depth and breadth that we do. So anyway, we're going to have a new website for INE coming out in January. We already got the mock-ups. So, is it better to do IRSPT before NEPT? Not necessarily. It's a way to jump in. It's a module of it. We only sell, well, we sell the that module. We sell the Digestive Mastery, Chris, and you can go to digestivemastery.com. That will get you into that program, that Digestive Mastery, which you can do. And then the other thing we sell separately is the assessments unit. It's a big unit. And it's called, I think the URL, let me see, is Functional Assessments Mastery. Let me look real quick. I think it's functionalassessmentsmastery.com. Let me see if that's it. Yeah, functionalassessmentsmastery.com. That's a unit. It's a bunch of the modules from NEPT that are all related to functional assessments. It's a very short page here. It doesn't go into detail, but if you're interested in talking to one of us about it, then all you need to do is reach out and go to that NEPT apply right now. I don't know the other way. We're working on having all the channels of coming in streamlined. But that's where you can get a subset of it. If you upgrade into the full NEPT program within, I believe it's 6 months of joining that, then you'll get full credit, 100% credit for that. And it's similar with IRSPT and CMDS. If you upgrade to the full program within 6 months, then we'll give you full credit. And after that, it goes down. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the NEPT Apply has a catalog of everything. And if you look in there and you look at the unit that's listed, Functional Assessments Mastery, we will, you can invest in that one separately, and we can get you into just that one as a starting point. Cool. All right, let me see if there's any other questions typed in or any other hands up. Good conversation. Anybody else I want to share anybody else want to share what your goal is? I see some new people joined us. Lynn Rose, who's VIR? Who's VIR? I don't know who that is. And what is your goal? What do you want to have accomplished by the end of the 20s, right? So the next decade, what's your goal for the decade? I mean, that's pretty far out, so you can dream big. What do you want by then? For me, you want to share, does anybody want to hear where I plan to be at the end of the 20s? Anybody? Anybody want to know? I won't tell you if you don't want to know. But if you want to know, just type it in the chat and say, yeah, I want to know. Where do you want to be? What's your big vision? Okay. There a mind map is that's funny. There is, if you go to NEPT Apply and download that catalog, you'll see all the courses laid out. You'll know what it is. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so I'm going to be waking up every morning to the crashing sounds of the waves right outside my door, outside on the beach outside my door. I'm gonna get up. I'm going to snuggle first and get up, and then I'm going to go out and run every day on the beach. And then when I come back, I will have, usually a few hours a day that I'm working. Some of it will be calls like this. Some of it will be one-on-ones with people. I want to be coaching one-on-one. I want to be coaching practitioners to, like, really get their businesses off the ground. So there'll be that and some small masterminds, which I'm doing right now, so that's not new, but that's something that I want to continue to do a lot. I'm going to have a team in place that's kind of really just running the whole business, so I don't have to get involved in the business aspects. I just get involved in the pieces where I'm connecting and working with people. So I'm living on some tropical island. At this point, if I had to choose, I would choose Maui, but I also have my home in the mainland, so that I can go back there and visit with friends and my kids and all that. And I have the freedom and the finances to be traveling around the world. And I'm speaking. I'm speaking on stages. Shine is no longer held at a hotel. It's now held in stadiums because there's that much demand. Huge numbers of people. And I'm speaking to huge audiences. And we're shifting. The healthcare paradigm has shifted. This stuff is taught in medical school and in continuing ed for medical students who have been through medical school before this actually, became the thing. This kind of medicine, nutritional endocrinology and functional nutrition, these are all, they're normal. This is it. People are healthy now. They're going around and they're reaching out and they're reaching out to health coaches to help them do this. They're reaching out to practitioners who know how to work with this, and people are feeling better and better, and as a result, the world is a happier and happier place. It's peaceful, joyful, and wherever we come, wherever we go, if you want to go to a restaurant, the norm is good stuff. The weird stuff is, whatever it is, Philadelphia cheesesteaks and Coke. That's, you have to really seek far and wide to find that stuff if it still exists. But all the restaurants are that way. And let me tell you, kids, all this crazy stuff with kids treating kids and attention deficit, that's no longer happening because kids are given what they need from birth. And we're part of that, guys. We're part of the influence of this. They are waking up in the morning and they're feeling loved. They're given good breakfast, good breakfast. They're sent off to school full and happy. The parents are hugging them and telling them how much they love them. All of these things are possible because of the influence that we are having on this healthcare system, that we are making people want this and demand this, and we're having this influence. So that's me, my view of the world 10 years from now. So if anybody wants to join me, I see that. Can we come along? Yes. come along, right? Come along. I feel like my PA school was pharma-centered. Yes, it's pharma-centered. Yes, you're all here. You're signed up. So let's just make this happen, right? Let's just get the education you need, get the certifications you need, reach out, get out in your communities, and let's do this together because I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. But for me personally, in my my house at the beach and wherever I am, I have this wonderful personal chef that when I don't want to make food for myself, because I love to go in the kitchen, but on a regular basis, there's just a kitchen full of yummy, delicious, wonderful foods. You want the chef, yeah. And changing school lunches is a huge part of it, Barbara. And you know, having been in education and working in schools and teaching, maybe that's a piece that would be, you know, with contacts that you have that you can get in and make some influence. It's happening. It's changing. Little by little, it's changing. But this is what we need. This is what the world needs. And this is why I'm so passionate about what I do. Totally. Yeah. Love to change the school lunches too. So we're all in. This is what we're signed up for. This is why you're here. That's why you're part of this community, so that we can do this. Anybody else want to share? Dream big. I dreamed big, right? I dreamed big. And we all have to dream big, right? Because the world needs us, and the world needs change, and those kids need change. Those soon-to-be-born babies need to be born. They need to be born into a world where there's love. They need to be born into a world where there's good nutrition and safety. I watch people feed their children and resist change. I was talking to a friend, actually somebody who's in this program, and she's talking about her niece who just got diagnosed with PCOS, I think it was, and something else. Teenager, maybe diabetes, potentially pre-diabetic, and how her brother is not open to taking her advice. You know, whenever they do dinner with her, like for a holiday, they have a code word, and she found out from one of her nieces or nephews, oh, we didn't have to use the code word. The food tasted good today. Like that she was going to serve all this healthy food, and we can go out and get Whataburger afterwards. So when you're ready, just do the code word and we'll even go get Whataburger. This is, and these kids are sick, 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 sick. And they don't want to listen. They just keep giving them the drugs that the companies give them, the doctors give them. So it does need to change. We need to be part of that change. So thank you. If there's nothing else, we'll call it a day and move on to Christmas shopping. Not yet, but tomorrow. My son, who went to Eckerd summer, and he's now in D.C. He went to Johns Hopkins for grad school, and he just graduated in May. And he is coming home for Christmas, and he got in his car and started driving. He wanted to be home for a couple of weeks and have his car. So he was in Atlanta last night. He left Atlanta this morning, and I don't know how far he's going to get today, whether he's going to come in tonight or stay overnight somewhere and come in tomorrow, but I get to see my son. I'm so excited. And yeah, it's really good. Let's see. Dr. Green, I lost the last workshop you gave for free for fasting. You need the emails for the last one? The first one, there was a real screw up, and out of like 6,000 people signed up or 5,000 people signed up, only 180 got the emails. So we did it again last week. Twice. We did it Monday and Friday. And if you haven't, I put the replay of it here. If you go to bodybalanceformula.com and scroll down a little bit, about halfway down the page, you're going to see the replay. So bodybalanceformula.com, you can see the replay. Lynn says, I want to stand tall and proud and repeat to myself I can do anything, for those words are truer than I realize. Lynn, I've realized that about you for the last 5 years since I've known you. I really want you to know that. You can do anything. You can do anything. Oh. And Barbara says a 10-year-old committed suicide last week in our community because he was bullied. And Barbara, that's so sad. And it's so sad that it's not your community alone. It's happened, and it's horrible. And, you know, if these kids had good brain chemistry, if these kids were fed right, if they didn't have blood sugars all over the map, if they weren't sick and sad and, stuck in front of TVs instead of loved, it wouldn't be happening. And that's what we need to change. That is so what we need to change. All right. Don't stress. Relax. Absolutely. I'm totally relaxing. Thank you. All right. Everybody, Lynn Rose, go to bodybalanceformula.com and scroll down. It's there. I am so happy to have him home. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. He may be up in your area if he accepts this job. He got offered a job in Iowa, and he may take it. He may not. He's waiting on a couple of other job opportunities as well. So, yeah, choosing to change charge for my time. Absolutely. I don't know who has just got in. Who is that? Taking classes from Dutch Heath since 2003 and come home and my friends and do my friends, but it's time to charge. Yes, absolutely. Even if you charge your friends like services, you know, okay, I will give you this, my services for free. Come over and clean my house. Come over and walk my dog. Come over and make me dinner, right? Use what I teach you to make me food. Even if you're not ready to charge money, at least charge in services. People need to be paying for what they're getting or they're not going to value it. So whether it's in services in or in money, you need to be doing that. Yes. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Chris. Nanette, who's Nanette? Which is Nanette? Is Nanette the one that says just got in? I don't know. It's an eye-opener, Barbara. It's really sad. I have two friends who have children that committed suicide, and it's heartbreaking. One was a 12-year-old, and it was similar. She was getting bullied at school. She wasn't feeling like she fit in, 12 years old. And this was probably 20 years ago or so. And then another friend whose daughter I've known since birth because I was my friend's matron of honor at her wedding in Maui or in somewhere in Hawaii. And then this daughter, she was 15 years old, and it was like last year, sometime before the holidays, probably in October, she hung herself in the woods outside of school. And so this needs to change. I just got in, I'm a missionary, and that's why I don't charge, but I started to do the services. Yes, do the, oh, it's Nanette. Yeah, do the services, right? Say, look, I'm not going to charge you, but I would like, you know, this in exchange, and have it in writing if you need to, right? Susono, just got it on. You can use the money for good deeds. Yes, yes, the services work too. Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, when I was first doing this, I was not charging enough. I was charging very little. And so, you know, I said, I don't want it just to be that people who are well off can get my services. They said, look, you need to find people who can pay you. So then you can offer pro bono. If you just offer pro bono and underrated, you're going to be out of business in no time, and you can't be good to anybody. So, you know, make your fees high, and then you can always do sliding scale for people who need it. And you can do sliding scale with service. So sometimes what we'll do for our programs is we have people who, you know, they just can't pay the whole thing, but they need it. And we'll have them pay part of it. And we work it out for their budget, and then we have them do services. But we have it in a contract, like what they're going to be doing. And it works, you know. A couple of them have been flaky, and we've not bothered. You know, we said, no, this isn't working. But most of the people are diligent, and they really want to do a good job. So, yeah, absolutely. All right, let me look to see if any other questions in. Otherwise, we'll call it a day. I wish you whatever holidays you celebrate. We tend to be the family that celebrates them all. So on Sunday, we are having a local party. If you're local, let me know. We'll invite you. And we do this every year where we do a solstice celebration, and we do a ritual about, you know, letting in the light and, you know, leaving things behind in the darkness. And our neighbors love it. Our neighbors, once we started it, at first they thought we were a little weird. Now they go, are we going to do that service with the candles again? And so we do that. We're going to do it on the 22nd. 22nd just happens to be the first day of Hanukkah, which we celebrate. My husband grew up Jewish. And we also do the Christmas thing because I grew up Catholic. So we'll have it all. And we're going to have a party on Sunday, you know, gathering our good friends and neighbors and stuff. And we're going to celebrate it all. We're going to make latkes for Hanukkah, and I'll make Christmas cookies and Christmas candies and a couple of my, you know, favorite Christmassy dishes, and for solstice. I don't know if there's traditional food for solstice, Lynn. We usually just do the candles for the solstice part. So yeah, whatever holiday you celebrate, this is the time of year not for making your house look beautiful, not for impressing the neighbors with your decorations, not for getting the best presents at the mall. It's for connecting with people and sharing the love. And so I have a little book. It's called Blitz That Belly. And in that book, I talk about the ways that you can give gifts and simplify your gift giving. My favorite gifts are gifts that are handmade or that are gifts of service. So you can give gift certificates for service. I'm going to knit you a hat. I'm going to walk your dog. I'm going to take you bowling. I'm going to take you out to dinner. I've also done gifts of gift packs with a recipe, a healthy recipe, and all the ingredients they need to make it. So I've done that, and people loved it. I did it for my Christmas chocolates and, you know, various things like that. So think about, you know, that connection is it. It's not about your house being spotless, and it's not about your decorations being perfect, staying up till all hours, wrapping presents. I mean, we do simple wrap. We keep the bags from every bag that anybody's ever given us, and then we've bought a few over the years, and we recycle them. Some of them have tape on them, and we just use them for the presents between us. We always have a laugh as to which tag didn't get removed from years ago. We go, is this Dad's or Mom's or Kevin's? Oh, I don't know, because we forget to take the tags off, so it's kind of a running joke at our house. But, you know, do what you can to connect with people, because connection is king. So if you want to raise your hand and say, you know, anything at this point, otherwise I'll just open up all the lines and we can all just wish each other happy holidays, happy new year, and the best of everything. Helen says I like to make a warm Brussels sprout salad. That's kind of interesting. People like and trust clinics for some reason. Yeah. Oh, God. This is so typical, just guiding us in the net. Years ago, I charged an American $1,000 for 2 weeks. She said she went to another health clinic and paid $5,000 for 1 week, and she told me I knew more than the doctors. This is true. And so, you know, it's interesting because we recently went through this, that when the price is a lot lower than what people are offering, they start to doubt your quality. So we were looking at hiring a new accountant. We had kind of an obsolete accountant. And didn't know anything about QuickBooks Online or anything. So we're looking at a new accountant, and we had two different firms that were recommended, and they both sounded good. And one was $700 a month, and the other was $2,000 a month. And it started the thing like, why is this one so much cheaper? Is it really as good? We really like this guy. It looks great. It was great recommendations. But we started to like, oh, maybe there's something about the $2,000 one that we don't know. So, you know, not that I'm saying that you raise your prices too much, but if you have it too low, people are going to think that it's not good enough. Like if you say, yeah, I'm a nutrition counselor and I've got 20 years of experience and I charge $25 an hour for my services, they're like, huh, I know people who clean your house for $25 an hour or more. Like then they start to doubt you. So have your fees and then offer a sliding scale. Have your fees set at whatever it is that ideal. If you think your services are worth $250 an hour, that's your fee. It's $250 an hour. But you can always talk to people and work with them and work with their budget and say, I do sliding scale as well. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I'll do a part barter for my services because I know you're in a dire straits right now. And sometimes I'll just give them away. I mean, I'll absolutely just gift it away to people who really are in need and are grateful. I won't gift it away to people who come to me, and we have people write in and say, well, your thing is too expensive and I don't have money. Can you give it to me for free? Versus other people write in, well, I really want your program and it's out of my budget. I've got to stick this and I've got to this and I've got to that. But is there any way that we can, you know, create a creative payment plan or that I could do service for you? That's the person I want to talk to. Not the ones that feel entitled to get your charity, but those that really want what you do and want to do an exchange that is worth it. So anyway, those are you got me on a soapbox today. It's not that hard to do. I like getting on the soapbox sometimes. So I'm going to open up all the lines, and on the count of three, let's wish each other all happy holidays, whatever you want to wish each other. and say goodbye, and Happy New Year as well. So 1, 2, 3.
Happy New Year, everyone, and Happy New Year again.
See you next year.
See you next year. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Those of you in NEP2, we have one more call this week, so don't forget. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.